For KZYX News, I'm Sherry Quinn. What is going to happen with the future of Willits? This is a common question around town, and it generated a lively discussion at a forum held last month at the Mendocino County Museum. About 60 people attended the event, called Main Street, Then, Now, and Tomorrow. It was inspired by the exhibit, curated by Kim Bancroft and Judy Burtis, that chronicles the history of Main Street in Willits through today. A panel of guests, including Ernie Burton of Willits Redwood Company, realtor Bill Barksdell, and artist Ann McClinty, talked about how to develop industries, promote the arts, attract tourism, and cultivate affordable housing. Bancroft organized and hosted the forum.
Some of the ideas that I am partial to are relating to the arts, creating an arts tour in Willits, sculptures that are up around town, beautiful billboards that bring people to Willits, and also the ways that we can try to support getting buildings that are not being used or storefronts that are not being used back into use and providing housing and new business opportunities, perhaps for very cheap, in order to give people who are just starting out in business an opportunity to get their foot in the door, literally.
One housing project is already in motion.
Right across from the post office are the old Carlson apartments that are decrepit and actually condemned and fenced off for the last few years. And the property was bought by one of the Yoakums, one of the older families in town, and a partner, and they're going to scientifically take down the old building, removing the lead from it first, and then raise the structures to the ground. There used to be something like 18 apartments in there, so that's a lot of opportunity for new housing that we desperately need in Willits when the new construction goes up.
Downtown Willits has taken some major economic hits since the opening of the bypass in November last year. Store owners on Main Street have seen a decrease in business, several restaurants have closed, and less people are attending the popular Willits Crafts Fair, says Ann McClinty.
And this is an interesting fact, too. We do a crafts fair up in Eureka, and so many people ask me when they come to the booth, how are things going with the bypass? How are things going with the bypass? We're worried about Willits, and we always make sure that we drive through town because that's where our favorite restaurant is, and that's where our favorite natural food store is, and that's where our favorite shop is. But we see everybody driving by. So in other communities, too, they're noticing that it's a real hardship for us.
But there is an even bigger impact hitting downtown. Lawsuits, or threats of them. Attorney Thomas Frankovich is suing the city and at least 7 businesses over disabled access. According to Mayor Madge Strong, the city has done its best to come into compliance with the ADA, Americans with Disabilities Act, since the initial complaint was filed with the city, and businesses that are already struggling are facing yet more challenges.
Some of them have closed their restrooms completely to the public because they can't afford to make it ADA compliant, so now they don't have a public restroom. Some of them have changed their doorways and their countertops and all that stuff to be able to be compliant. And similar to the city, that doesn't necessarily mean that they can't still be sued, because the way the ADA law, which is a federal law, is written, your legal liability starts from the time that the complaint is filed. And it doesn't really take into account that it may take you some months, if not a year, to be able to make all the improvements. So I think the city is, and its businesses who have been filed against, are doing their best to actually comply and provide accessibility, and that is a totally laudable goal. But I find it really difficult for small businesses, which are the ones that get hit, to still be legally liable for tens of thousands of dollars that they cannot afford. The goal, apparently, of this attorney is to have people settle and just pay up front some amount of money for them not to then be sued. But if they go ahead with a lawsuit, the federal law is pretty stringent.
Kim called me and said, well, you have 5 minutes to talk about the future of Main Street and how we get there. So here we go.
During the panel presentations, Bill Barksdell acknowledged some of the less talked about issues.
We have a drug issue, like all towns do now, all communities do. We have a heroin and methamphetamine problem here. We have to start dealing with those health issues. We sit right on top of a major, very active earthquake fault, and it's not a matter of if we're going to have a big earthquake here, it's a matter of when. So we really have to be looking at, as we re-envision downtown, how are we going to construct buildings that are earthquake resistant? How are we going to have a resiliency plan for our community so we don't fall apart?
He calls Willits an eclectic community where you can make something happen. When he looks at empty storefronts, he says he's not saddened. Instead, he sees possibilities.
For me, I think it's exciting. Yes, they need something in them, but that's that entrepreneurial thing. You see a need and you find a way to fulfill it. And to me, those empty storefronts are a need waiting to happen with the creative, interesting people that come here and can say, wow, that place is the place to be. We can't afford the Bay Area anymore, but did you see Willits? Wow, we could make something happen there.
There's still time to catch the museum exhibit that inspired this forum, Main Street, Then and Now. It closes Sunday, April 29. Sherry Quinn, KZYX News.